This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. In this segment, I will be featuring a segment that I recorded earlier this week with Jordan Royburn. Jordan and I chat almost every Wednesday to get his updated comments on what he sees in the charting perspective for the metals. Recently, Jordan has been spot on, and that's why I wanted to feature what he had to say. The entire interview went about 17 minutes. I will play highlights from that interview in this weekend show, but to listen to the full segment, visit our website and click on that Wednesday posting for Jordan Royburn. I hope you all enjoy. Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, Jordan Royburn, the founder and editor of the Daily Gold, and I will be focusing on GDX and the monthly close for gold and some of the other precious metals. First, let's focus on GDX, Jordan, because you have made some interesting comments to me and to your subscribers in a couple recent updates that you sent out over the last couple days. One thing that you were talking to me is that now is the time to be careful and truly read the price action. Don't spend too much time focusing on, let's say, these oversold conditions and sentiment being very low, because from a short-term time basis, yes, we're seeing GDX in an oversold position, but that's really just on a short-term basis. Can you address this point first?
Sure, yeah. There's a couple things to unpack there, Corey. The big picture looking at GDX, and we could say the same for GDXJ, is they're not that oversold beyond just the last several weeks. I mean, aside from the last several weeks, they've really gone almost sideways for 18 months. Now, I know if you look at the Huey, it's interesting because there's these different indices for gold stocks. If you look at the Huey, that is more oversold. That doesn't have the strong stocks in it that GDX has. If you look at the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index, which I think has a heavy weighting in, I want to say, like a handful of companies, and I think a couple of those are pretty strong. I mean, that index is starting to roll over. That index has been really strong. So there's a number of different indices you can look at which are showing different things, none of them bullish for the sector. But that being said, getting back to GDX, it's trading at 21.18 as we're recording. It's very close to that support at 21.00. Predictably, I mean, it is, like I said, it is very oversold, but only in the very short term. So a bounce from around 21.00 is pretty likely. Now, what kind of bounce we will get remains to be seen. I am not that optimistic that we're going to see a big, massive bounce here. I think we could see a weak bounce, maybe a bounce in a consolidation for a little while. But I like what you said about focusing on price, because sometimes with technical analysis, amateurs, but even professional analysts, sometimes they focus on indicators way too much and they don't look at price. And you have to be really careful in this kind of market, because if you look at the Huey, it's broken down from a little descending triangle pattern, but it's very, very close to its December 2016 low. And if it loses that, it could have a waterfall decline lower. And for GDX, we could say the same thing if it loses 21.00. I mean, that could be a very significant breakdown. But again, I think it's probably more likely that it's going to bounce or at least go sideways there for a couple weeks. But with respect to oscillators and oversold indicators, when you're in a trending market, those things can hit extremes more often than you think. So when you're in a downtrend and you're in a bear market, those things can get much more oversold than you would ordinarily see. And it's just something that we have to be very careful about, because if the price is not confirming what your indicator says, then that's a scenario where the market can have an accelerated decline. Like when we see these big, if you look at GDX just over the last 5 or 10 years, and most of these big severe declines happened when the market was already very oversold. Now, I'm not saying we're going to see this serious decline and GDX is going to blow through 21.00 to the downside immediately. But, I mean, that is a possibility, even after we get a bounce for a couple weeks or a month. That is a possibility and something to keep in mind. Because, look, in strongly trending markets, it's the same way when you're in a bull market and the market moves to the upside really aggressively, and then you're looking at your indicators, which say this is really overbought, but the price hasn't corrected yet. The price can keep going higher and higher. I mean, these moves can become even more extreme. So it's something to keep in mind. If you look at the Huey, we're seeing severe oversold conditions there. But like I said, there's a technical breakdown. So the price action there is very concerning because there's been a breakdown, and I don't see that a huge amount of room there for some big sustained rebound. And even the same can be said with GDX, even after it tests 21.00. So, you know, I hope that I explained that well enough. I mean, just simply put, focus as much as you can on the price. Look at the support and resistance points, and other things, other indicators should really be secondary right now. This is a time to focus increasingly on the price action itself.
Yeah, I think in summary, one thing to consider here is that a lot of the bullish comments that are coming out of precious metals analysts are because the market is oversold and sentiment is low. One thing to consider about true bull markets that are running is that they don't really ever get to oversold positions. Usually they stay at overbought levels with sentiment too high, and people keep on saying, well, this just can't continue. It can't keep going higher, and they keep going higher on the downside. And we're not saying that gold is, say, in a true bear market, but as you have oversold conditions and low sentiment, and the price hasn't rebounded, I feel like we've been talking about these low sentiment levels for 3 weeks now. We still haven't gotten a rebound. So it is one of those that don't necessarily just depend on sentiment levels and oversold conditions as the technical indicators. Kind of what you're saying, let's see a bounce, let's see some sustained upward moves and better sentiment. That's a better market to invest in.
Yeah, and one thing with sentiment indicators, we have to separate the miners from the metals. Now, I'm more positive on gold. I know we're going to talk about the monthly charts later, but if you look at the gold's very oversold, it has very strong support in the low 1200. So I think that's why it's holding up, although the rally so far hasn't really been anything to write home about. But looking at the sentiment for gold, I think we talked about this a week ago, but with respect to the COT, the net speculative position at the end of 2015, when gold hit $1,040 an ounce and that significant bottom, the net spec position was 0.1%. You basically had zero speculation in the market. Now, as of the last reading, it was 13%. So looking at the overall net speculative position, it's really not yet close to where it was at that extreme. And we talked about it in the last week or two, Corey, how if gold is in a downtrend, for the net speculative position, for it to reach extremes, I mean, for me, it really has to be below 15%. If it's in a downtrend. I mean, it was at 20% for weeks and weeks, and gold wasn't, you know, it kept drifting lower. It didn't put in a bottom at that point. Now, on the other side, if gold were trending higher and, you know, breaking resistance levels, the net speculative position could be a lot higher, and then your extreme reading when the market's in an uptrend. I mean, for me, looking historically over the last 15, 17 years, it's really in the 25% area, around there. So that just gives you a great example of how these extreme readings, how they can change based on the market's trend. And now that gold has broken support levels and it's trending down, we have to see the net speculative position. I mean, I do think the low 1200s is going to hold for the next couple months here. But again, I mean, if you go back a month or so, the net spec position was around 20% or above 20%. That wasn't extreme enough on the downside. You really need to see below 15% or even below 10% in some cases for the market to get a strong rebound when the larger trend is down. So I hope I clarified this well enough for the listeners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that recap from Jordan Roiburn on the technicals that we are seeing in the precious metals. As I mentioned, it was posted on our website in about the middle of the week, but I wanted to repost it on the weekend show because of how spot on Jordan has been recently. In this segment, I am chatting with Lobo Tigre, also known as Louis James from back at his Casey Research days. Lobo does write the Independent independent speculator newsletter. And Lobo, I want to ask you a question in terms of where you stand in the markets. You are getting back into the markets, let's say. You're very much a buyer right now, and that presents an interesting opportunity because so many people are so depressed and washed out from this market that it can be very difficult for those people who hold longs to make a couple more bets on some stocks. How do you take away from this overall market and the overall depressed nature, not just in the gold price, but also in the stock prices?
That's a great question, Corey. And I think it's really important for people to take a deep breath, you know, step back, have some perspective. And for one thing, remember that, you know, gold flirting with 1200, that was a dream price for us 10 years ago. We were wondering if gold would ever rise above the 1980 peak, let alone get to 1,000, let alone fluctuate between 1,200 and 1,300. And that's important because the better miners out there can make money at that price. And more broadly speaking, amongst all the metals that we know and love, they're all still relatively high. They've come off the bottoms in late 2015. None of them have retested those lows. They're all still, you could say, at the beginning of a long U-shaped bottom headed towards recovery, in my view. I do think the next major movement in the resource, despite whatever short-term volatility we get, is going to be upwards. It's going to be upwards in a big way. I think we're going to see something that's going to put 2001 to 2011 to shame in terms of overall size and magnitude. That's what I'm looking for ahead. And with that perspective, I can look at the near-term volatility as a buying opportunity. Now, of course, if you're already long and people can tell you, oh, buying opportunity, it doesn't sound so appealing. And my own personal circumstance comes into play here where you know that, you know, under previous management at KC Research where I worked, I was not allowed to buy any of the companies that I liked and put my own money into what I was writing about. So I've been held off the market for years, literally. And now this summer, I'm back in the market. I'm able to write about what I invest in. That's the nature of what I do with the independent speculator, .com. You know, I write about what I personally am willing to put my money into, which my readers have always told me they prefer. And so I've been deploying cash that I've been saving up. And this correction this summer has been, you know, fantastic for me. It sounds terrible, I know, but, you know, I'm happy as a clam here. I have a long list, and yeah, some of the positions I bought earlier on the list, they're underwater. Some of them are not. They've delivered great results, and they're in the black. Some of them I hadn't bought yet, though, are now looking really cheap, and, you know, that makes me happy. If that's not where you're at, you know, I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to rub any salt in the wounds there, but I am encouraging you to pull back, you know, look at the big picture, have some perspective, and for whatever it's worth, you know, my years in the industry and talking to Doug and Rick and other people that I respect, you know, my mentors and seniors, you know, we all see the next major movement, the next part of the cycle is being strongly upwards. So I'm very happy to have this opportunity. For people who still have cash to deploy, I would tell them, don't be afraid. For people who are all in, I would tell them, don't despair. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense, and that's a very optimistic way to look at this depressed market, so I know myself and a lot of our listeners do appreciate that. I do want to explore one comment that you made, though, is that even with gold at, let's say, 1200, it is still much higher than when we had gold consistently trading below 1000, even back in the $500 region, which really wasn't all that long ago. But I've heard that argument from a lot of companies that have said, you know what, we are either looking at a new project, and this project was, let's say, an operation back when gold was $600. So just imagine how much it's worth right now. But there are a whole lot of other considerations. So how do you filter out those stories where people say this was a great project back in the day when gold was much lower, so now that gold's much higher, it must be that much better?
That's another great question, Corey, because, of course, gold isn't the only variable. Costs are up too, right? You know, labor costs, steel costs, fuel costs, energy costs in general. I mean, it just everything is more expensive. So it's not comparing apples to apples. You can't say, oh, this project worked at $600 before, so now at $1,200, you know, it should be twice as good. Yeah, you know, it's not that simple. So that having been said, you can even look at companies that are making money, right? If they're profitable now and they were profitable at even lower prices, that's something to be encouraged about. If they're profitable now and their last quarterly, the last sequence of quarterly shows cost cutting, you know, that's very encouraging. Or if they're not in production yet, but they have a feasibility study that shows profitability at a lower gold price than currently. It's kind of funny, you know, as I grew up in this industry, the conservative thing to do in choosing a gold price assumption for a feasibility study was to use the three-year trailing average, because gold prices were rising, and the three-year trailing average kept your gold price assumption for your model considerably lower than current spot. So it was a conservative thing to do. But with prices fluctuating or falling, a three-year average price could actually be higher than the current spot price for some metals. You know, not necessarily a conservative thing to do. So, you know, how the wheel turns there. But if you have a project that looks robust at a lower price than the current is, you know, whatever it is, there are still a lot of companies out there that have pretty aggressive price assumptions, $1,300 or more. But there are others that have pretty conservative ones, $1,100 or less. And if they can work at a lower gold price than what we have today, that's pretty optimistic. One thing I would add to that, though, is that remember that for producers, they'll report the cash cost and then a larger, more inclusive number, the so-called all-in sustaining cost, which is a more realistic number about what it takes to mine. But it's still not really all-in. That's a misnomer. All-in sustaining costs rarely include taxes, really, and everything. So you can't just look at those figures and say, oh, all-in sustaining is $800, so they must be making $600 an ounce at $1,200 gold. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, look at the actual P&Ls. Look at how much money they're actually making before you do that calculation. And similarly with the studies for the companies that aren't in production yet, you can't just take that at face value. They say, okay, at $1,100, we'll make this much. You know, well, great. That's if everything goes as planned, and nothing ever goes completely as planned, even for the best in the business. So you want something that has a gold price assumption that returns a robust margin at less than the current price environment.
It absolutely does. And Lobo, it's great having you on the show. I appreciate all of your comments. Look forward to having you back in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back with Chris Temple and some comments on the mining and exploration environment in Ecuador.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Chris Temple. For all of you that don't know, Chris is a very regular guest on our show on almost a daily basis. We discuss daily market moves and also take a step back and look at the bigger picture. But Chris, one thing we don't necessarily get to do on a regular basis is talk about specific companies that you are recommending and even diving into, say, the mining sector. And one area that you have been very active in terms of the mining sector is Ecuador. You've visited Ecuador a number of times just over the last couple of years, and you've even met with some of the highest ranking officials over there. I want to talk about updated news coming from Ecuador that has put at least some investors a bit of cold feet in terms of moving into investments into Ecuador, all thanks to one mine that had some local issues and then ended up getting shut down. We'll get into that a little bit later, but can you give us an update on your thoughts in terms of investment opportunities in Ecuador and if that is still a very attractive area for you?
It's still an extremely attractive area, Corey. I'll get to Rio Blanco that you referred to in a minute, but first of all, there is no, if I can puff out my chest just a little bit, be a little bit immodest, no other newsletter writer, general, or even precious metals oriented has covered Ecuador for as long and as much in depth as I have. I was pounding the table on that country 5 or 6 years ago, not long after the mining moratorium ended, when everybody else said that it's dead and buried and don't ever think about that country again. And a lot of people have been very, very well rewarded because of that, and they will continue to be. It's one of the best and most exciting jurisdictions on the planet. And in fact, the country itself has been recognized increasingly in the industry in the last year or so as being one of the top, if not the top, new destinations. So the new government under President Lenin Moreno has far exceeded expectations, shockingly so to some, for not only continuing the road that was laid by former President Correa, but accelerating it in many ways. They're about to do away with the windfall profits tax on mining companies, which probably wouldn't have ever been implemented in most cases anyway, but they want to get rid of it just to get rid of it. They are lowering the royalty structure. They're coming out with other tax breaks, and most recently, and minutes before you and I are recording this segment, Corey, I spoke for 45 minutes with the president of the next company in Ecuador. I'll be adding to my recommended list, and he is one of several who was just giddy over another change that the country just made, and that is they are going to allow for what most are dubbing scout drilling that people can use under the early four-year exploration license down there without having to go to the extent that they did before. So there's a lot of really good stuff, favorable stuff. They're accelerating a lot of things in that country. The one drawback is that Ecuador still, with some of its ministries, is understaffed because there is a boom going on down there, contrary to what some morons, even among some of the other precious metals writers, are ignorantly claiming about the country right now over one incident. So the overall environment in Ecuador only gets better.
Okay, Chris, one more just quick comment on that windfall mining tax. That tax was or looked to be in place to impose a tax up to 70% on certain profits when companies were seeing extremes, say in metals prices or whatever circumstances they wanted to impose that on. Are we going to see news coming out where that's totally out the door, or is this just kind of accepted?
The last that I was told, I don't know that this is a done deal yet in the National Assembly, but that pretty much everybody, including the president, is on board with this. So whenever the legislative process has continued, I've been convinced and told we are definitely going to see that done away with. It's kind of comical in a way because I remember a couple or so years ago I was sitting with the former mining minister, Javier Cordova, good guy who did a lot of good stuff for the sector, in his office, and he was in painstaking detail, writing it out for me on a pad as he and I are at a table, telling me about what needs to be triggered to, you know, get the windfall profits tax actually working. You know, the gold had to spike to a certain price and stay there above a certain moving average, and this had to happen and that had to happen. And it was something that previously the government thought had to be there to satisfy people in the country who rightfully don't want foreign companies to come in there and rape and pillage and leave the Ecuadorian people and government with crumbs. I get all of that. But the way it was done was convoluted, and under President Moreno, they have properly decided that with the royalty structure, with the tax structure and everything else, Ecuador can still get their fair share of things over time, but that they cannot have anything in place that's like a sort of Damocles over the industry's head. They need to realize and acknowledge, and they are, that it's not the Ecuadorian government taking financial risk. It's companies and private capital that is taking the financial risk in exploration, and of course, which is a risky industry to begin with. So I think they're doing all of the right things, maybe a few of them not fast enough, but they're definitely on the right road, and Ecuador very much deserves the kudos that they've gotten over the last year or two globally in the mining industry as being the top new destination.
Okay, now let's talk about the news event that was giving some investors cold feet, and that is that Rio Blanco shutdown, controlled by a Chinese company who had some issues, a lot of issues actually, with the locals, and the locals protested, and eventually got that mine stopped and now shut down. It's kind of bogged down in the courts. Can you give us some update on why you're not concerned about this? What did the company do wrong, and why does it not carry over to a broader aspect of companies?
Oh, the claim is that first of all, Corey, in the first part of your question, the claim is that what they did wrong was they did not properly consult with local indigenous populations in the exploration and now the development phase. They're under construction at Rio Blanco, and that has now been stopped by a judge who was convinced by representatives of local indigenous groups that they were pretty much run over. They weren't consulted. They weren't brought on board, as is required by both the Constitution of Ecuador as well as by a United Nations provision that protects indigenous peoples all around the world that is also being cited here. I frankly don't know all of the legal nuances of that, but that is the overview. That is the basis under which a judge was convinced to stop this. Now, the government itself is part of the appeal against that judge, saying that this goes beyond the scope. What will probably happen in the end, my best guess, is that Rio Blanco, which should have done this in the first place, because in some respects, and other people share my opinion down there, this Chinese-run company has been its own worst enemy. They have not had the sense long before this to properly cultivate the locals and make sure they were on board. So there may be a lot of negotiation with this as time goes on. They're going to have a lot of bones thrown to them to get this thing back, you know, in working order and get the development phase restarted. The company is certainly not walking away. They've got a lot of support with both the ministry, the government generally, and with the main private sector body being the ministry, the mining chamber of commerce for the country. Now, that said, whatever happens there, when I have seen some people make the claim that Rio Blanco being stopped by a judge right now means that all bets are off in Ecuador again, that's like saying that because the pebble deposit in Alaska at the headwaters of Bristol Bay is not going to be developed in anybody's lifetime listening to this program because of a host of reasons, does not mean that mining is worthless in the state of Nevada. Now, both of them are within the United States, but you've got totally different circumstances from one place to the other. And that's how people need to understand Rio Blanco.
All right, Chris, unfortunately, we are out of time for this conversation, but you and I are going to continue our discussion more about the nuances in Ecuador and some of the opportunities that you continue to see. To listen to that full interview, please visit kereport.com. Click on the weekend show posting. This will be segment 7. And for everyone else, I am going to be right back chatting with Northern Empire and that recent takeover by Coeur Mining this week.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are wrapping it up with an exclusive interview with Northern Empire Resources and their president and CEO, Mike Allen. Northern Empire is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NM and on the OTC market under the symbol PSPGF. Mike, this is a special update because just this week, a very significant deal came out where Coeur Mining has agreed to buy out the remaining shares that they do not already hold of Northern Empire. This all-share deal values Northern Empire at $90 million U.S. or $117 million Canadian. First and foremost, I just want to congratulate you. This company really has only been in existence for about 14 months, and you already have a path to liquidity. First of all, congratulations, and please share with our listeners some of the main points you want to drive home as to why this deal happened.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Why this deal happened, I mean, this is essentially the result of a combined effort of a bunch of businessmen running a mining company. You have to be prudent, you have to be smart, and we were able to acquire the Sterling asset May of last year and articulate the value of it. And there's a lot of things that attracted the businessmen to the Sterling that ultimately attracted Coeur to this transaction. We acquired an asset and Coeur is acquiring a company with a backstop of value in it. That's the permitted Sterling mine. It's a very high-grade resource in Nevada, 3.6 grams per ton, open pittable, pit-constrained resource, and with excellent metallurgy, 88% recovery run of mine. So there was a backstop of value in the company for our investors. And if you look at what Coeur has said about this transaction, their emphasis is going to be in the near term to get the Sterling back going again. And that process will ultimately probably return the investment to their shareholders. So there's a lot of pluses to that. And then also what attracted us to the Sterling property is the upside. And again, Coeur was attracted to that. There's the Crown Block, where we have the Daisy Secret Pass and SNA deposits and all sorts of exploration upside to all those known deposits, also with excellent metallurgy because they were past producers. And Coeur is looking at that and going, that's where the future is. There'll be a significant resource outlined up there. And then thirdly, this is a 143 square kilometer land package that we were just starting to articulate what is out there. There's huge structures that run the length of the property, and there is gold all along those structures. And so there is a really interesting opportunity for Coeur to drive the ball out of the park on this transaction. And that was essentially the emphasis of it. I mean, they came in early, recognized with us the potential of it. We were able to articulate even more the potential of it, and then ultimately the transaction happened at our all-time high.
Now, one thing I think that's important is to recap the overall strategy that you and your team took from day one. You talked about that backstop of having that principal asset of the Sterling Gold deposit, which is fully permitted and, quite frankly, seems like it can be started up pretty quickly in terms of production generating cash. It was one of your strategies, though, not to start it up yourself because you didn't want to get, in a way, almost bogged down with running a mine while still exploring. This seems to have led to this liquidity event in a really tough market. Can you just recap again how this strategy helped you to move this company forward so quickly?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's sort of the sell the sizzle, not the steak. The steak being the Sterling. We knew that it would be a distraction for Northern Empire and would probably cap the price of it. So we had that in our hand, and then we're able to articulate the upside was so immense on the project that ultimately led to that transaction.
Okay, now there is one other aspect that I know a lot of people have been asking. I even received a number of questions about it when I posted this news shortly before we recorded this interview, and that is, why sell now after having such a successful 14 months of exploration and, as stated in the press release, still having 17 targets that remain untested? Why sell now in such a tough market?
You know, again, it comes back to businessmen running a mining company. We don't know, if your readers or your listeners are familiar with the Lassonde curve, we don't know how close we were to the peak of that first bump where we were, really moving shareholder value up. But, we looked forward and said, okay, there's so much upside to this property. But there's also a lot of work that needed to be done. There would have been a big drill program that would have needed to be done to articulate value in the north, and to explore the 17 targets that were on the project. And then we had to look at the offer and say, this is an offer for everybody to create liquidity, to turn paper profits into real profits. And so ultimately it was a business decision. I mean, we all think of this as a bittersweet transaction. This was a fun group of people to work with. This was an excellent property to be involved with, and we were on a roll. But the ultimate job for me is to create value for shareholders and to get them their money back into their pockets that they can redeploy. Ultimately, I mean, this is an all share transaction, and people can participate or continue to participate in the Sterling property through Coeur, but it's also it's a much less risky proposition. They are obviously a diversified mining company, and can weather storms a lot better than Northern Empire as a junior explorer could.
So this transaction, and this is kind of a moving target, but it does value Northern Empire shares at $1.64 Canadian. That is slightly above the most recent high set back in the beginning of April. And again, moving target because of the all-share transaction. What's the significance in your eyes of having sold now the company at a value that it had never traded at before?
Well, it's a rarer thing. I mean, you look at transactions in the mining space, and it is a rare thing for a company to go at or near its all-time high. The only one that I can think of off the top of my head, Probe did it. And it was a huge win for shareholders. They went out close to their all-time high. But you often see relative to companies' all-time high that they go out 40-50% of that all-time high, or I've seen transactions where they went out at 6%. And that's not a win for shareholders. To go out at the all-time high is the ultimate win, and that's what we were trying to do, is always create value for shareholders.
Now, are there any insights that you can give us in terms of Coeur's focus in Nevada? They do have some Nevada operations, as you have outlined, and, well, they're operating at quite nice margins. Any idea maybe what's in store for Coeur in terms of Nevada?
Well, obviously, yeah, they have the Rochester, which is closer to Reno. It's probably about a five-hour drive further to the north from the Sterling. In terms of their Nevada focus, it's a big effort for them. They've got an exploration office in Reno. They've got the mine there. And obviously, Nevada as a jurisdiction is probably the number one jurisdiction in the U.S. for a company to be in.
All right, there you have it. Great recap from Mike Allen, the president and CEO of Northern Empire. Mike, I really appreciate you breaking down some of the terms of the deal and really how this deal came together and why it came together right now. Everybody, I hope that you did enjoy this weekend edition, a full 2 hours of market commentary. Please always let me know what you think. I can be reached at Fleck@KEReport.com. And I hope that everybody has a great rest of their weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.E. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.